Alti, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria and Switzerland.
Today's Alti interview is about investments into assets that are raised in the Nordic countries. This means Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark and Iceland. These regions are well known for sustainability and real assets. We speak with Jauri Hecker, a senior financial advisor from Sweden. Jauri is the founder of Witteby Advisors, a Stockholm-based firm focusing on investment strategy, asset allocation, and portfolio construction, specializing on alternative investments, private markets, and sustainability. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the virtual studio.
Thanks for the introduction, Christian, and thanks for having me on.
What is your role in the financial markets?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm an advisor, a financial advisor, and an investment consultant working in Stockholm in Sweden. And I started my career in Helsinki in Finland more than 30 years ago, worked in corporate credits for a few years, moved on to London to work in private equity, and came back in 93, worked for Swedish and Finnish asset management firms, including 10 years at Nordea Investment Management in Stockholm from 2006 to 2016. And that's the year when I also started my own business here in Stockholm with a mission to help asset owners and help them make better decisions, essentially, and help asset managers to also understand the needs of their investors, the asset owners, in a better way.
What is it that defines the Nordic countries? What is so special about them?
Well, as you mentioned, the countries are Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland. And if the region was a country, it would actually be more than 27 million people, which a lot of people don't often think about. And it would be number 11 in GDP in global terms. And the individual countries are, of course, smaller. So Sweden being just 10 million, Finland, Norway, Denmark, about 5 million plus each, and Iceland quite a bit smaller. Sweden and Finland are part of the European Union, and Finland is part of the Eurozone. And the rest, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland, are within the European Economic Area. So they have inner market access into the EU. It's a very vibrant region, and close to Europe, within Europe, close to continental Europe, I should say. Also, from a growth perspective, an interesting region. I just came across some statistics of population growth in cities, different European cities, from Oxford Economics. And Stockholm actually is number one in the list for expected population growth from 2020 to 2025 at 1.5% per annum. Copenhagen is number two, it's Denmark. Number three is Zurich in Switzerland. Number four in Europe is Malmö, another Swedish city. And number five is Oslo, which is the Norwegian capital. So from an investment point of view, it tells you something about the prospects of economic growth over the next few years in the region. You look at the bottom cities on the list, and you have negative population growth figures. I think Athens is at minus 1.7% or something like that. So these are definitely areas or region. This is definitely a region, and these are capitals and cities where you might want to look for investment. Perhaps an additional perspective is that Sweden, Norway, and Finland are at the same time also the most forest-rich countries in Europe. They are leaders in sustainable forestry. Again, if you look at it from an investment point of view, some continental European investors have already taken steps to broaden their investment reach to this region.
The typical German or European institutional investor is suffering by the absence of interest rates and looking for serious alternatives. What is your advice here?
Well, there's no magic cure. Interest rates are low, and it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen in the next few years. We're, of course, looking at stimulus measures by the central banks and the governments all over the world, actually, because of COVID-19, which are unlike any other we've seen in several decades. So the low policy rates, of course, are a challenge for us donors, and you have to look for yield in other places, real estate and other sort of high yielding investment opportunities are, of course, interesting because you're not only getting compensated for your so-called term premium, but also for some level of investment risk that is not on the credit curve, on the interest rate curve, so to speak. Diversification into risky assets, whether it's on the sort of fixed income or credit side or in real assets, is of course one way of mitigating the risks and being able to enjoy slightly higher returns. So that would be my suggestion.
Can you please give us a little bit more details about real assets and infrastructure, maybe some examples, and please drop us some names. Who are the players in the market?
Yeah, I mean, real assets, infrastructure, that's of course a global asset class. And now that we're talking Nordics, you might, again, I would go back to what I just mentioned about population growth in the leading cities in the Nordics. Investing in Nordic real estate would certainly be an opportunity to look at. And then, of course, you have more exotic asset classes such as forestry. Some people may be aware of it, but of course, you know, Sweden and Norway and Finland are the most forest-rich countries in Europe, and they're leaders in sustainable forestry, which gives, of course, some interesting investment opportunities in that space. The flip side of that is that forestry and forest assets are very much in demand, and the availability of investment objectives, simply forest real estate is limited. So that's regrettably an area which is quite difficult to enter, but of course something that in a broader sense would make very good components in a real asset investment portfolio. In a broader sort of geography, you could look at infrastructure globally, or equally well look at real estate globally. And these investments you can of course make in the public markets, or you can look at the private markets, private equity style investment in these real asset categories. I might want to highlight one asset manager in the region, which is UB Asset Management, based in Helsinki, which is an expert in real assets, and they do both regional real estate propositions, funds that invest in real estate in the Nordic countries, but they also do liquid real estate investment trust portfolios on a UCITS basis, and invest basically in all the global regions. And they also invest in infrastructure in a similar format to the UCITS fund, which gives you access to these sort of semi-monopolistic companies that operate crucial parts of the technology and infrastructure in any society. You're looking at electricity networks, you're looking at toll roads, you're looking at railroads, and many other interesting assets with very stable returns.
Good. Let's get to the second part of our conversation. ESG investments are currently a very important topic, precisely because of the transparency required by regulations. What do the Nordics have to offer here?
Well, in a sense, we're all in the same boat in the European Union. But of course, sustainability is a hot topic in the Nordics, and it has been a hot topic for several years. And actually, if you look at some reviews on the area, I've noticed that a Dutch asset manager recently made a comparison on the European map, and it turned out that Norway was actually the most sustainable country in the world, not just Europe, with Sweden and Finland and Denmark very close, hot on Norway's heels. And that, of course, has some bearing on the asset management scene as well. The public pension institutions are, of course, operating under very sort of ambitious sustainability standards. And that's, of course, something that has given initiatives, incentives, I should say, to asset managers in the region to respond to these ever more ambitious requirements and strategies to be completely sustainable from the asset owner side.
The last question, what do you expect for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years in this region and in your business?
Well, following on from your previous question, I think sustainability will be even more on the map. But of course, we also we will continue to struggle with the wake, the aftermath of the COVID-19 crisis. We are quite not out of the woods yet, I would say, although the outlook is getting a little bit better gradually. It will take some time before we're back to some sort of new normal, and it may not be until somewhere in the next calendar year when we are closer to a sort of a normal investment market and environment. It's difficult to say what the reactions in the capital markets will be, partly because of the influx of money from the public sector to basically abate the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Will it result in higher inflation and subsequently higher interest rates? Very difficult to say, but my message would be that be prepared for everything. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
That was Jari Hecker, the senior financial advisor about the Nordic markets, real assets like Nordic properties and sustainability. Thank you for the interesting conversation.
Thanks for having me, Christian.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com